sound to be heard is the rhythmic huffing of the athletes' exhalations and the soft slapping of their feet against the pavement. "Right on," screams one young man as the runners approach the drink station he's staffing. "Right on," he repeats, cheering not for one runner or the other, but for the performance itself, losing his mind in excitement as he witnesses the consummation of every fan's notion of the best thing that could possibly be happening in this, the most anticipated showdown in the history of triathlon. The sport's two towering heroes running each other into the ground, obliterating records and annihilating all other competitors, 8 hours into a duel in which they have never been more than a few feet apart. The man on the right, dressed in green, black, and white Brooks apparel, is Dave Scott, six-time winner of this race, the Ironman World Championship. The runner in yellow, black, and white Nike apparel is Mark Allen, six-time loser of Ironman, winner of everything else. They continue. Each man runs not as fast as he can, but as fast as the other can. Having already swum 2.4 miles, bicycled 112 miles, and run 24 miles, with the balance of a marathon left to run, all in tar-melting heat. That is why the pair remains as if tethered wrist to wrist after racing nearly a full day shift, well ahead of 1,284 of the best triathletes in the world. Each is trying with all his might to break the body, mind, or spirit of the other. And although all of these elements in both have been stretched to the breaking point, none has yet broken. Within their minds, a pitched battle is being waged between unimaginable suffering and an equally intense desire to resist that suffering and win. The pain in their thighs, especially, is so severe that in any other context, they would find it impossible to walk a single step. Yet, each continues to run sub-6-minute miles, because each still believes the pain is worth the hope of winning. An expectant crowd waits at the finish line in downtown Kailua Kona. All they know of the great struggle taking place on the Queen K Highway is what little information the race announcer provides in sporadic updates based on garbled two-way radio reports from the field. Yet these crumbs are more than enough to captivate them. While the multitude waits, the competitor who is currently in 27th place in the race encounters Dave Scott and Mark Allen and their silent caravan head-on. It's an out-and-back course, and stops cold to watch them. He has devoted months of hard training to preparing for this day. For several seconds, he claps and shouts like any other spectator, momentarily indifferent to his own performance. A photographer leaps off the back of his chauffeured motorcycle and attempts to capture close-up images of the combatants while sprinting alongside them. Immediately, he recognizes his mistake. Although young and fit himself, he quits in exhaustion after 50 yards. Before leaping back on his motorcycle, he watches the runners speed away down the road, the camera slung from his neck, briefly forgotten. Seated on the truck of a convertible some 50 feet behind Dave and Mark, his shoes resting on the back seat, is Bob Babbitt, the 38-year-old publisher of San Diego-based Competitor magazine. His face is frozen in a faint grin. He believes he is watching the greatest race ever run. The cover line for the next issue of his publication has already come to him. Iron War. Iron Man in 1989 means more to the young sport of triathlon than any other major championship means to any other sport.